a short poem called Underground Dancing. I have several poems I've written about mold. That's why I was able to make some intelligent comments about a student today who brought me a poem about a mold. There I proceeded immediately to talk expertly on mold. But I'd done research on mold. I wrote this poem when I had a very bad back and I was locked into a bedroom, freezing cold winter of 4, 5, 6 years ago, Pennsylvania, when they first started to use the word chill factor. I don't think it existed before. Invented it that year. It was terrifying to know that there was not even worse than you thought. There was the windshield factor and there was a chill factor. I mean, 10 below zero was nothing. It was like a new dimension. Terrifying. And I was upstairs frozen in my chair and I wrote this poem, which I thought at the time was a happy poem. And I called my wife and kids up. I said, listen, I wrote a happy poem. And this was this poem. Out there in Pennsylvania, what they do, and do it in other places too, you put bags of fat in trees so the birds don't starve to death. You know, birds are greedy. They have high metabolism rates. They have to eat endlessly. And never date a bird. And so you have to give them a lot of fat to make them happy. It's a way of killing birds off. You know, die of heart attack. Give them cigarettes. You know, you can do it. It's called Underground Dancing. There's a bird pecking at the fat. There's a dead tree covered with snow. There's a truck dropping cinders on the slippery highway. There's life in my backyard. Black wings beating on the branches. Greedy eyes watching. Mouths screaming and fighting over the greasy ball. There's a mole singing, hallelujah! Close the rotten doors! Let everyone go blind. Let everyone be buried in his own litter.